This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Talks on a huge coronavirus relief measure resumed on Saturday, focused on restoring a newly expired supplemental unemployment benefit, fresh payments to most Americans, and hundreds of billions of dollars in other relief. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
We're not close yet, but it was a productive discussion.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi met for 3 hours Saturday with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
We had a serious discussion and we went down piece by piece and saw where each side is at.
President Trump has expressed willingness to extend the $600 per week supplemental unemployment benefit that expired Friday, but is balking at demands like food stamp increases, assistance to renters and homeowners, and aid for state and local governments.
We'll do halfway. Doesn't work when people need homes and need jobs and need housing.
Schumer says staff will continue working through the weekend, and more meetings are planned for Monday. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hurricane Isaias has snapped trees and knocked out power while blowing through the Bahamas. It's headed toward the Florida coast, where officials have closed beaches, parks, and coronavirus testing sites. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says for some residents, Saturday is the last chance to prepare for the storm.
Need to wrap up that preparedness today. Moving up till tomorrow into South Carolina, Monday, North Carolina, Tuesday, stretching portions of the Northeast U.S. So we got to be ready for this and all the impacts.
Authorities in North Carolina ordered the evacuation of Ocracoke Island, which was slammed by last year's Hurricane Dorian. A hurricane warning was in effect for Florida's east coast from Boca Raton, just north of Miami, stretching almost 250 kilometers north. This is VOA News. A reduced number of pilgrims have performed the last rites of the Islamic Hajj in Mecca, a pilgrimage drastically impacted by the coronavirus. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Small groups of pilgrims, masked and physically distancing, perform one of the final rites of the Hajj, coinciding with the second day of Eid, amid a global pandemic that's affected nearly every aspect of this year's pilgrimage and celebrations. The final rite is a symbolic reenactment of Ibrahim's Hajj, where he stoned three pillars representing the temptation to disobey God. The Hajj, both physically and spiritually demanding, intends to bring about greater humility and unity and is required of all Muslims to perform once in a lifetime. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Donald Trump says he will take steps to ban the TikTok app in the United States because of its Chinese ownership and security concerns. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
TikTok is known for its fun and goofy videos, but some lawmakers have raised concerns about possible intelligence and privacy issues because it's owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. President Trump brought it up Friday.
We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things.
And then doubled down that he's going to ban the app with some type of executive order. TikTok denies allegations that it shares user data with the Chinese government, but the company's operations in the U.S. have been under review by the Committee on Foreign Investment, and the warnings are similar to those issued about Chinese-owned Huawei and ZTE. There are media reports of U.S. software companies vying to buy TikTok from ByteDance. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Two U.S. astronauts based on the International Space Station on Saturday gave their farewells as they planned to return to Earth. SpaceX and NASA plan to bring Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken back Sunday afternoon in the company's Dragon capsule, aiming for the Gulf of Mexico just off the Florida Panhandle. Flight controllers are keeping close watch on Hurricane Isaias, which is expected to stick close to Florida's east coast. Astronaut Doug Hurley said, "It's hard to describe what it's been like to be part of this mission.
It'll be kind of a memory that will last a lifetime for me. Just all the incredible teamwork and accomplishments, with the highlights obviously being the four spacewalks that we worked together."
This will be SpaceX's first splashdown with astronauts on board, ending a two-month test flight that began May 30th at NASA's Kennedy Space Center, the first launch of a crew from the United States in nearly a decade. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.